The first time I met her was out at, I knew she was in Alice Springs, you know. I just sort of knew it, a nod to her sort of thing. When I went out to the Thompson's Rock Hole, that's out on the way to the Granites, when I was discharged out of the Army, I went out to the Granites to work for old man Chapman, me and the wife. And out of Thompson's Rock Hole, about 45 miles, I suppose, from the Granites. And I knew she was there. I'd see her campfires in the distance, and I thought, oh, I don't want to go there. There'll be a lot of black fellas around there. So I pulled up back a bit. But anyhow, the next day I got going and pulled into a camp, said hello to her, see if she was all right. She said, oh, Mr. Sutton, stay for a few days, you know, she wants someone to talk to. I said, no, I'm sorry, Olive, I've got to go into the Granites because the wife's going to make me a birthday cake. Oh, sorry to hear that, but anyhow. She said, oh, it's your birthday tomorrow, is it? I said, yeah, it was. So he said, oh, Melody, go in and get one of those little parcels out of the box in the tent. Anyhow, she came out with a tin of salted peanuts. She said, here's this for your birthday, Mr. Sutton. And anyhow, I had a little laugh and a chuckle. And anyhow, next I went on to the Granites. But then a few weeks later, there was a bit of a drought, and, you know, and they didn't have any water. And she was going to shift out of there. But she came to the Granites and she was in a lot of trouble. I said, what's wrong, Olive? She said, I broke my glasses. She broke them right through the centre there. So I said, oh, I'll fix them up for you. So I had a soldering on and put plenty of solder around it and whatnot and fixed it all up. And she was as happy as Larry. I was her white-haired boy after that. She'd do anything for me.
She would have been lost without those glasses.
Yeah, without the glasses, yeah.
Was she short-sighted or long-sighted? Did she need them?
I think it was short-sighted, I think.
I see.
But she, the story going on about her was she walked from the Thompson's Rock Hole when the water ran out to the Granites with a billy can of water and a torch. And she walked 45 miles and stinking hot weather and everything. But she got out of the Granites all right. She plodded along, no worries.
45 miles?
45 miles, yeah. Thompson's Rock Hole to the Granites. And then I don't know what actually happened after that. But yeah, I fixed the glasses up and she was as happy as Larry.
So that incident of walking would have been after that?
After you fixed it? It would have been before I got there.
I see.
Yeah, before I got there. Because Pat Chapman was telling me. He was sort of keeping an eye open for her. But I think it happened, might have been 6 or 8 months beforehand. With a bit of drought on the whole dried out. After that, she'd do anything for me.
She would have been lost without those
glasses. Yeah, without the glasses, yeah.
Was she short-sighted or long-sighted? Did she need them?
I think she was short-sighted, I think.
I see.
But she, the story going on about her was she walked from the Thompson's Rock Hole when the water ran out to the Granites with a billy can of water and a torch. And she walked 45 miles and stinking hot weather and everything. But she got out of the Granites all right. She plodded along, no worries.
45 miles?
45 miles, yeah. Thompson's Rock Hole to the Granites. And then I don't know what actually happened after that. But yeah, I fixed the glasses up and she was as happy as Larry.
So that incident of walking would have been after that?
It would have been before I got there.
I see.
Yeah, before I got there. Because Pat Chapman was telling me. He was sort of keeping an eye open for her. But I think it happened, might have been 6 or 8 months beforehand. With a bit of drought on the whole dried out. It mightn't be very much around that area anyhow. Because when I was out there and I was coming back into town, there was a government truck over at what they call the real Granites, just over half a mile, where all the natives that were there, they had to cart them all back into town because the drought on, they'd run out of water. So they cleared them out from there.
Were there soakages?
Yeah, there? Just soakages and just rain. Well, like little creeks and that run. There's still a few of them around now. You can go out and see little creeks like what they call the Rocky Hole or something out on the western side out towards Hermansburg. There's a few creeks there, still got water in them. They're turbulent all the time, but nowhere near any civilization. A lot of people go from the town out to different water holes, Rocky Hole or I forget a few, or out towards Simpson's Gap and some of those places they've still got
fish hole.
Yeah, still got things down because we used to go shooting ducks.
Right.
Yeah, go out on the some of those things on a Sunday and three or four of us go out and get a few ducks and have a look around. Yeah.
So you fixed the glasses?
Fixed the glasses. Yeah, she had gold glasses and the soldier would take to them, but she'd broken them. The three of them, right through there, she's settled on something, you know. I got it all down again and I put plenty of solder on it. It looked a bit rough, but...
It's interesting that even before that she asked you to stay.
Yeah, that's when I was going out to the granite.
Right.
Yeah.
So you must have chatted with her...
When she came on to Alice Springs.
I see.
Yeah. I couldn't do it out where I was. All my gear was in a different... Or in a... The load somewhere, you know, with a few tools and things. So I did it all after she'd come out there. Did it all, she was as happy as Larry.
So, did you talk much to Olive Pink?
Oh, no, about general thing about the creeks and that drying up and all that sort of thing. And I talked to her one time that I'm more or less insulted and told her you shouldn't be driving her. Out in the bush like you are now. And oh, Chev, it was. Oh, Chev, four.
She was driving.
I don't know whether she's over or had a bloke driving, one of the Aboriginal blokes.
No.
But they're all Aboriginals, there's no white blokes with her.
So they had a car?
Yeah, they had an old Chev utility type thing. Used to carry all the gear in it, and every now and again she'd ask them for help because she'd broken an axle or something.
Right.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was a Chev.
And you thought it was a bit of
Chev, I think it was.
You thought it was a bit of a risky enterprise?
Risky, yeah. I've got an idea that she used to drive a bit. She used to drive a bit besides the Aboriginals, you know. And all she'd do was start her up and put her in gear, just let the clutch out and boom, she'd take a dive and bang goes an axle. And yeah, I think she learned in the finish, I think.
It's hard to imagine what life was like for her out there living with
this group of people. It was hard. Well, from going from here to the Granites, there used to be these settlements like the Granites Gold thing and where the Aboriginals were camped, and the government used to take truckloads of gear out every now and again on the old four-wheel drive thing or six-wheel drive things in the museum there. They used to take that out there and feed the Aboriginal boy on a load of fine nose. But anyhow, in between Alice Springs and the Granites, every 20 miles there was a drum of water. It got out if you was caught tampering with it, you know. So, but if you broke down, you don't have to walk 10 miles.
Right.
If you broke down in between, but about roughly, about every 40 miles or 20 miles or something, 20 miles, they'd have a 44-gallon of water. Well, mainly for their own sake too, because the government vehicles, they're the ones that's going out there all the time. And the big old AEC that's out in the museum now, that used to take all the supplies and then out to the different stations and whatnot. Yeah. Well, then, of course, they got the flying doctor going then to finish with Conair. They used to take supplies out and all that sort of thing.